Okay, we ready?
You're the boss.
Go Carrie.
Okay, it's 10 o'clock. This is Carrie Giroux. I will be heading the meeting today. Dan Hudson is out sick. Mike Dubois is out sick. Present are Nate Hussey, Sarah Herbert, and myself, Carrie Giroux, and three members of the community. We will not be having a true board meeting today. We will not be voting on anything. It'll be strictly discussion. We will go through the agenda. So let's start by calling the meeting slash discussion to order. It's 10 o'clock. Do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. Carrie Giroux here.
Sarah Herbert here.
I'm here.
And Nate Hussey. Are there any changes to the agenda?
No.
No? Okay. Do we have any correspondence?
No.
Okay. Financial reports, we will briefly review the financial reports. I sent out the profit and loss reports that Mary sent over, our bookkeeper. Have you had a chance to look at them?
Yes.
And if you have, do you have any questions?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
I spoke with Mary yesterday.
Yes.
And she told me that she was stopping this for us.
Right.
So, do we have a plan? Because she told me this was going to be her last report.
Right. She told me the same thing that was in her email. At this moment, because it was kind of a quick decision, I know that she's been talking about resigning as the bookkeeper. Do we have any recommendations?
I think we should just do it through Malador. I don't think it should be an in-board thing. Like, I don't think anybody on the
board No board member should have anything to do with the financial reports.
How
we
much
could
is
run.
Malador going to cost
gonna
us?
Call, I'm going
to
ask
like,
them.
Month to month, they would be our people.
Yeah, but it's pretty straightforward because our QuickBooks just downloads the bank statements, and then they just reconcile them.
Seems like our annual audit would be way easier if that was the situation.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm going to ask him. I don't know if we can afford it, but I think that we should look into seeing if we could do it through Malator.
Okay.
That's
and
solid,
that's my idea.
Solid suggestion, in my opinion.
It is for me, too.
We can still, like, run monthly reports, but we can't actually, like, none of us should be
inputting any information.
Just with our fantastic history.
Did you guys get what you needed?
We, so far, I have everything that he's asked for. There'll be things like they'll go through and they'll ask us for minutes from last two months of minutes that we'll have to turn in. I still
and
need
the videos are fine with that, or
no,
the,
no. I have to have Carrie.
They have to be transposed.
That's what we're going to talk about.
So okay.
Did you get that? Didn't we buy a little thing? Can you make that thing listen to the audio and spit something out for you?
Oh, like a voice to text?
Didn't we do a voice recorder deal, or didn't it?
Yeah, but it's a little more difficult to use.
So the Zoom has an AI companion. It's probably easier just to type it out yourself. I've read a couple of them and they're
terrible.
They're pretty bad.
Well, I will tell you that every meeting I'm recording on my phone. And that's how I've been doing it ever since I joined the board. And that's how I do my minutes, off my recording.
So every month I send the recording to the board of directors email.
I've looked for it. I can't find it, but maybe you can show me later.
Every month it's in there. It says board meeting, the date, and audio. It's what it comes
just
in.
Just search as. Nate.
Yeah, it comes in from me.
Okay. All right.
But other than that, I have them all. So any
okay,
one
good.
You want, I can send
yeah.
to you directly.
That's fine, but I also have it on my phone.
Sure.
So if I find that I need them, I'll let you know. Yeah. But it's always good to have it in the board directory.
On the Malator thing, as far as like my personal spending receipts?
So I don't need any of that yet. They're strictly going off of our QuickBooks, and then they'll ask for random things. So when I get the random things, I'll know what.
I just want you guys to know how this went down. I have a file next door that is my receipts.
Okay.
That is not. And generally speaking, if I buy something, I will make a note on the receipt what it is for, and then they're like bundled in months.
In
but
the
that did not start until like May or something like that, because Mary initially wanted me to take photographs of receipts and send them to her.
Right.
And then that became more convoluted and more of a problem. Well, I mean, honestly, when you're going to go to Walmart or somewhere and buy a bunch of stuff for whatever event is going on, the stupid receipt is as long as me. And I, you know, so I just stopped sending them to her and started filing them. So part of them at the beginning, she's gonna have a record of, or it's gonna be text message records that I can like print out, and then there's physical copies of ones.
I don't know that we'll need them. They're gonna go through the bank reconciliations, and then everything should be itemized anyways. They might ask for like a random receipt here and there, but I don't think they're gonna ask for literally everything we have. I need year-end payroll reports. But other than that, that's all they've asked for so far.
Okay.
Did we get the extension?
No, because we are too far behind. But I talked to Amy. So as long as this one's done, essentially we are already flagged because we haven't done the past ones, which we will never be in compliance for that ever. So here on out, we have to stay compliant with the audit. I think we're going to have to change this to a full audit versus an AUP or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the history?
Because of the history. Nothing. Because we have nothing.
So what is the difference between the full audit?
I don't honestly know. One costs more than the other.
Well, I figured that.
Yeah. But I think we can do payments, so that's good. Amy, she won't do anything over email, so I have to talk to her. But they're fine with what we're doing currently. So the audit probably won't be done until after tax season, and Amy from the state knows that. So right now I think we're fine.
Okay. They
haven't sent anything to the county that would dissolve us currently. So we're okay.
And they didn't give you any big red flags that we got to change how we're doing certain things.
No. The only main flag was that the minutes should not be. They shouldn't be recorded. They need written minutes.
So do we need to change how we do this every month?
We do need to change the minutes.
Okay.
That's the only thing.
This is completely appropriate for
the public.
The ethics committee, but
yes,
it is not.
But it is not
for
the accountant.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
So the question is, how exactly do you want to do that?
What do you mean?
Well, do you want to continue to listen to these and do them by year? Do you want to try to find something that'll do it for us? What do you want to do?
Oh, the minutes?
Yep.
I'll do them.
Okay.
That's what I'm supposed to do. That's part of my job description. Not job description, but position.
Okay.
So I will continue to do the minutes. And that's fine.
Okay.
You know. So. Okay. Chief's report.
So we ended 2025 with 596 total calls, which was about 54 calls less than the previous year. So far this year, we've had 20 in 15 days. 13 of those were for the ambulance. The other 7 were for Chiloquin's ambulance inside our fire district. So,
meaning?
Well, we're back to trying to get this ambulance service area line extended out.
Extended out.
The borders of our fire district.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't been in. I've got a message in to Chief Stacy to find out what happened with their board meeting. But the truth of the matter is, if Chiloquin's board will not sign off on us, because you essentially own the ambulance service area that you're assigned. It's like a contract. So, and it's worth money.
So they probably want the calls too.
Well, I don't know, because they are already running 1,200-1,300 calls a year, most of which out in Fort Klamath and on the 97 and stuff. And when Chief Cook was in charge, he absolutely hated sending a bus to East County, like hated it. And Chief Stacy has always been, since before he became the chief, a proponent of redrawing those lines to what they used to be. Unfortunately, it doesn't really matter what the chief says. If the board is not interested in relinquishing that area, we will not get it. So at this moment, we don't have it, but 7 of those 20 calls were either in the estates or out LD Street, and we sent a fire crew to that response and did not get the transport because we don't own that part of the ASA, which is ridiculous.
Okay.
So we've been to the hospital 8 times this month for as far as double transports go.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody just must hunker down in the winter.
Huh?
They must just hunker down in the winter. Nobody goes out and does anything.
The ZCS application for our seismic retrofit is submitted to the state, finally.
Okay.
So we should know this spring if we were awarded the grant or not. And that is just a thumbs up or thumbs down in the spring. Then through the summer and fall, they'll come in and look at what we got and actually run the numbers on the building and what needs to be replaced. And there'll be a whole design portion where they'll come tell us what they think they can do and what ask us what we want to do. And then we'll know, based on that, how much money we actually got allotted of the $2.5 million. Will be based on the actual design process of the building itself.
Okay.
Once that is done, then it should be the following late spring where...
In 2027?
Yep. Where we tear the building apart and rebuild it. So, and if we don't get awarded this grant this year, ZCS applies for us every year into perpetuity until we do get it. That's what our $4,000 bought us.
That's what I was just gonna say. So we've spent $4,000.
Yep.
So far.
So the application fee is $9,000. We're only on the hook for 4 of it. The other 5 comes out of the grant when they award it to us.
Right. Okay.
So, fuels reduction is ongoing. It's a little stalled out for a couple of reasons right now. Not the least of which is community participation. We don't have a bunch of people screaming to, and then some people come up with, say that you're interested, and then when it really comes down to it, they're not as interested, or they're not as interested right now, and that's okay. The other problem is I wrecked that truck hitting a deer, tried to put a hitch underneath one of the brush trucks to no avail. And so Dan and I went up and bought this 2012 truck, partially because it had like 100,000 less miles than all everything else that was available between Portland and San Francisco in that same $10,000 price point. So it was a crummy for a logging company. The logging company bought it brand new. We bought it from the guy that bought it from the logging company like 10 days after he bought it. I brought it down. I mean, thing ran like a rake date the whole time. I called the auto shop to get a tune-up, or not a tune-up, a oil change and an inspection just to get it on the preventative maintenance schedule with everything else. And like the day before, 2 days before I had the appointment came around, the check engine light came on. And I scanned it and it said it was a misfire on cylinder one. So I went in and told those guys, hey, do the oil change, the brakes feel weird. By the way, this check engine light came on, this is what my scanner says. And they called me back and said, hey, we swapped coil packs and plugged some wires around and that misfire stays on cylinder one, doesn't move. So the next step is pulling heads and doing the valves. And so pretty quick that became like a $7,000 bill. Mm-hmm. And so I said, well, just time out here. hold on. Called Dan and said, here's the option. Like, this is shitty news, unfortunately, but we have two options here. We fix this thing or we sell it. If we sell it, we're going to take a big hit unless we're dishonest, and that's not
us.
An option. So my opinion was we really only had one option, and that was to fix it. And I told them, but that's between you and whoever you want to call and talk about this. I think he called you.
I talked to him.
Yeah. So then it was when I talked to the guys at the shop, it's like, okay, that's like $7,000 to do the top end of this motor, and that's no guarantees. That's what it's gonna take to get down deep enough to fix what we think is wrong. And if there's more things wrong, then the bill's gonna go higher than that. So then I was like, well, this is retarded. How much is a crate motor? And so the bill went from $7,000 to $10,000 to fix this stupid truck. But it comes with a 100,000-mile warranty and it's all brand new. So that was the second thing I called Dan about. Like, you and Sarah decide what you want to do here, because this is where we're at.
Okay. Replacing the engine.
So we are going to replace the engine.
That's why I called you for the check. Because the debit card charges 2.5%. I'm not going to pay 2.5% for $10,000 bills. No. I'm crying out loud. And we got to buy all the parts ahead of time. So we're still on the hook for the labor after the fact, but
we are on the hook for the labor.
Another couple thousand.
That's unfortunate.
The whole thing's unfortunate. Can't win for losing, quite frankly. But
we'd be out so much more though if we sold the truck.
And the truth of the matter is, I was kind of having a party because we bought that truck and we paid $9,500 for it, and it blue booked for almost $18,000. And so now it's not nearly quite the winning prospect that we were hoping it was, but it's less
well,
of a
you
less
never
a
know.
Loss than,
I mean, you know,
well, that's the problem you got.
Not your fault.
Too many.
It's got $100,000 or 100,000 mile warranty though. So that's how fast would we go through that?
Yeah. And the truck that I hit the deer with has 190,000 miles on it, and has all kinds of electrical issues that I have briefly discussed with the guys at the shop, and the things that came back from that was like, well, it's not that big of a problem yet, so I'm not going to go down that road. So even that one, that it wasn't going to be 10,000, it would have been 5,000 to go through what is up with that truck before it got hit by the deer. So anyway, we slice it. I don't know, I was real mad. Took me a minute to not be mad about that. I'm still kind of mad about it, but it is what it is. But that is part of the problem, is running that trailer is kind of key for our fuels reduction thing
fuel
for
mitigation.
A couple of reasons. First of all, not everybody's property is suitable for burning on site. Second of all, when we do burn on site, it burns a bunch of man hours. When we haul all this stuff to my place, I mean, the first time we burned at my place, we burned 19 trailer loads off 3 properties.
Holy cow.
In one day. There's other properties where it's not feasible for us to move everything to my place, and so we're burning it on site. But burning on someone else's property is more apparatus, more personnel, more hours before we can just walk away from it. Like, these guys can bounce at 3:30 in the afternoon at my house because there's still people there watching this fire. It's not that big of a deal. But working on someone else's property and actually burning there is a problem. So I'm trying not to burn through all these. It's important to me that we make as big of an impact as we can on the community as a whole, rather than spending extra man hours on this property or that property.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of timed out a little bit until we figure out there are properties where it is only suitable to burn. We're going to do one the first of next week on moccasin. That's that way.
Oh.
But on the other end of moccasin.
Okay. Gotcha.
Not over by you, but for the most part, I'm trying not to do that because it just burns too many man hours. Oh, now for the best part.
Yeah.
We are losing two licensed medical techs off the ambulance next month.
Oh, no.
One is moving out of state. One is going on maternity leave for an unknown length of time. Now, the last young lady that left on maternity leave had big plans of coming back and never did because being a mom was way cooler than coming back and putting up with
this. Yeah.
She has plans of coming back. We'll see how that goes. Two of the other EMTs are in school, and one of those two works for another agency, so both of them have limited availability. The moral to the story here is I cannot go back to covering this ambulance 120 hours a week. It's just that simple. So I will get a divorce, first of all.
Are we in the process of looking?
I'm never not looking.
Okay.
Never. I'm always trying to find somebody. There is one brand new EMT, freshly licensed, that has been a crew member for a while. He's also a crew member in Chemult, so he's got a little bit of limited liability or limited time, but he is currently in FTEP and will be running calls on his own in a month or two. So, but that essentially leaves just him and I down here for the most part. And he's in Bonanza most of the time. I'm going to bring another kid that works for Bonanza Fire on as a driver over there. Because the one girl that's leaving on maternity leave, this kid that's the new EMT has generally been her partner, the guy that drives for her. So I'm not just losing her, I'm replacing her with him, but that leaves a vacancy over there for a qualified driver. So there is one EMT that I am trying to coax over slowly.
Mm-hmm.
She does not live in the district, but she lives close enough that I can justify the response time and put her on pager time.
Okay.
If I can get her to even come over and do a shift or two a week, it would be a big deal. I'm going to do the EMR class starting in March, but only EMTs can transport legally to the hospital. So there has to be an EMT in the ambulance. I would like to send one of our current crew members mm-hmm. that has been working on the ambulance for a while through the Impact EMS online EMT course. We have paid for three of us to go through, myself included, at this point.
How long is the training?
Well, it depends. It depends on how motivated you are. The last chief took 15 months to do it. I took 7 weeks.
It's just an online course?
It is an online self-paced course that has a certain number of Zoom requirements to meet with preceptors, off-site preceptors. They do the skills evaluations and everything via Zoom, and then you sit at the college here for your national registry exam.
Okay.
How much is the course?
$3,000. Now we can opt to pay it all in one lump sum, or they have like a 10-month payment program where it's $300 a month, which is what we normally do.
Which we should do, yeah, mm-hmm. right now.
So that is what I was going to ask permission to spend money on today.
Well, we'll have to table that.
Well, no, we don't. There's two of you here, but here's the deal. We have to either flip rocks and search out EMTs, which don't really grow on trees, or we're gonna have to train our people to do it. Now, coming through the EMR course, we may have some crew members that really decide that that is their calling and go through it, but we're gonna gamble $130 a head on that, $200 at the most on an EMR course, and the EMT course is $3,000. So at this moment, from where I sit, I'm really only comfortable with one guy that has expressed interest in doing it.
Well, we gotta have that one guy.
So And other than that,
in my opinion, I believe that we should move forward with that.
And if I remember right, like I can look real quick. If I remember right, there's about $6,000 in the training budget. I'm gonna spend like $2,000-ish on the EMR course and some travel expenses this spring, and that's gonna be about the extent of the
budget.
That's all I'm gonna need to spend money on if we send him to the end of the fiscal year.
Sarah, what's your opinion?
I can look on the budget real quick though.
I think we should do it.
Okay.
We're not gonna have an ambulance.
Okay.
I wanna say there's 6,000 in there, but I can look real quick. I may have even made it a little more than that, I don't know.
Will they be trained before these two leave?
No.
So then what do we do for the ambulance?
Well, then I gotta cover.
You have to cover.
There just has to be a date on the calendar where there's like a...
An ending to your misery?
Yeah, I... This conversation is getting real dicey at home, is what I'm trying to tell you.
I don't blame you.
Because unfortunately, it's not like I'm chained here for... it's not just the ambulance, it's all this other nonsense, and I end up being at home and still unavailable, and that's not working out too good for me. Is it the LB30 that has it? I can never remember if it's the 20.
I don't know. We need to print the budget off and have it here.
I have it.
I think it's on our
website. It's on the drive.
Yeah.
But I agree, so that we can take a look at it.
Travel and training for the board of directors, $1,500. So if you guys want to go, like there's SDAO has their weekend every year. I strongly suggest that you guys decide, a couple of you go together, whatever, get a hotel.
That's at Sun River?
Usually there's one at Sun River. I think there's another one over the coast. They do a couple of times. So there is money in the budget for that. There's actually $10,000 in the fire and EMS travel and training budget.
Oh, good. Okay. $10,000. That's good.
I think we'll be at five-ish, all said and done, including the EMR class and everything else. I'm registered for a class at RCC in April that was like $300. And I'll need lodging for that. And then there's winter fire school in February that I'm going to take some numbers to.
Okay.
Yeah, I say do it.
So that's all I got on that, as far as chief support goes.
Okay.
So we're still short one though, right?
We're short. Well, the other part of it is Don has been basically living in Chemult for the last 2 years. And I think he's about to be spending more time down here, so I should be able to get some help from him. So I don't mind doing even like 72 hours a week on the ambulance. Okay, it's like I can take 3 days and do that. I don't have a problem with that. It's the 6 days. It gets real, like I gotta go to town once in a while anyway, you know, so.
Do you stay at home when, do these guys stay at home, and or do they stay in Bonanza when they're working?
So
how does
folks,
that work?
You gotta be within 20 minutes of the ambulance. So the folks that live in Bonanza stay in Bonanza. They may not be at home, but they're in Bonanza. And so like, if I'm on the ambulance, I may squeak out of my house and be down at the station or looking at somebody's property for fuels, mitigation stuff, or whatever, but I'm not going to my house. I'm not going to choke on. We're trying to have the wheels rolling on the ambulance within 20 minutes of dispatch. So that gives most people time to. I'm not sitting around in uniform. I'm like building fences and dealing with goat nonsense and whatever else, the chores that I got to do. So, for me personally, I gauge my tasks at home when I'm on duty on the ambulance with, okay, I can just wash my hands real quick and like wash my face and hands and be good. I got time for that. I don't have time to take a shower. So if I can stay clean enough that I can just wash my hands
and get dressed and
change my clothes and go, then that's appropriate. If not, then I'll wait till I'm off. But.
Okay. Before we move on, I'd like to go back to the financial report as far as what we have in our accounts, because I did not report that. Mm-hmm. EMS account, as of this morning, had $30,056.57. The fire account has $2,965.74. And the LGIP account has $48,701.56.
So, Sarah, I'm telling you the same thing I told Carrie, and see what your opinion is. But I have not, up to this point, we have spent $10,782 on personnel expenses for this CWRR grant. We spent like $3,500 on equipment and fuel and stuff like that. So we're at like a little over 14,000, maybe not quite 15,000, adding everything up. I have not asked Carrie, so the EMS account has paid those wages. We have not moved any money into the EMS account to cover those wages. And the EMS account has, up to this point, floated it. If that continues to be the case, I would like it to just let it be. I don't necessarily, it's very important that tax money stays in the fire side. It is not necessarily important that EMS money stays on the EMS side. If the whole purpose of this ambulance, besides servicing the community, is to hopefully add some revenue to the fire department, not the other way around. So if we can swing it, it is my suggestion that we do not move these fire, we're only talking about another $7,000-ish. It's only gonna be like $17,000-$18,000 at the most, less than. If we just don't move that into the EMS account and know that if the EMS account gets in trouble, we got that.
We still have it.
We can move over. I would rather hold on to it on the fire side if we can keep.
We're probably gonna need it on the fire side for this audit.
That's what I think.
So what we're gonna do, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna move 10,000 from our LGIP account to the EMS account because they're tied together. And once it's in the EMS account, then I will transfer it from that account to the fire account.
Which will ultimately leave us with about that $10,000 in that fire account once the remainder of the bill is paid for this stupid truck. And then that, I don't know of any expenses coming out.
So I'm gonna do that today or tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will say, I do believe that we are saving a pile of money on heating oil this year.
Good.
Are we actually?
I think we've only had two deliveries at this point. And one was for like 111 gallons and one was for about 130 gallons, just came the other day. And we were spending $900 a month from like October through.
Yeah, that's wild.
So, and the only thing that changed is we took a bunch of rotten fire hose and made weather stripping around those doors is the only difference.
Yeah, wow.
It doesn't look maybe the prettiest, but
you gotta, no, I'm not kidding. You gotta like, use what you have.
The draftiness inside, I mean, we were spending $900 a month on trying to keep that. The thermostat's set at 50. It's not trying
to be warm. Cold in there. I will say it's still cold in there.
Yeah, it's not, we're not trying to be warm, just not.
Well, that frozen. Little heater that we have on the wall, or that unit, that helps if it's turned on. It'll keep that one area warm.
Yeah.
And it doesn't cost that much.
So the guys just leave it off unless we're in there. So when you first walk in there, that back room's cold-ish,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, it is a lot better since we redid stuff in there.
Okay. Ambulance funding. Do we have anything on that?
That would be the Mike's situation.
Yeah, his... Mike's got
something
going on. I don't know.
Okay. So that will be. We don't have anything for that right now.
He's trying to find external funding for the ambulance.
Right. Okay.
The only external. I apologize. I meant to call Blake Jameson and ask about the CCO half of the extra payments coming in May. I know we got $35,000 coming 15th of May for one half of that program.
Oh, that's awesome.
I don't know how much the other half is going to be.
Okay.
Because they pay for two different things.
Okay.
But it might not be $35,000, but it should be significant. I'm hoping it's like 20.
At least.
And he only charges us 10,000 or 10% on the first half. He doesn't charge another 10% on the second half. And it's not 10% on the whole combined amount. He charges 10% on the first half because that's the thing.
That's tactical?
Yep.
Okay.
And so it'll be $3,500 for that $35,000. And then everything else will be.
Okay. Okay. Old business committee reports. None. And do we've already talked about Malitor and the audit. The LOC that Dan's been working on, we're gonna table that until further notice.
I don't think we're gonna get approved for it until we get some audits in anyways.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
Yeah.
We'll probably have to have one or two or
they're not gonna have to scrape by.
They're he's working with them, but Dan wants to wait a little bit. And so that's why it's gonna be an ongoing conversation. Legal counsel. We're gonna wait on that for a little bit until some grants come in. We don't really need all we need is really advice.
We need a lawyer on retainer for this agency. Period.
Well, this can be tabled then until Dan is able to come to a meeting.
Yep. I'll die on that hill.
Okay.
There has to be an attorney on retainer that we can call when things go sideways.
Absolutely.
And they could go sideways at any point, from something that happens on the ambulance to anything.
Okay.
This is the main topic that was discussed at my last year's Winter Fire School training, was liability to the agency and risk management and legal counsel is not something that should be put on the back burner.
Okay.
I know it's going to be expensive. I don't know how we're going to swing it, but it's not something that we can just like not talk about.
Right. I do agree with that.
We should be reaching out to SDAO because they've got some things, but we need to know what phone number gets called immediately.
Is Dan working on that?
I mean, I will work on it if nobody else is able to. I will see what I can find and come up with, but we have to have an attorney.
I think we need to
discuss
that.
We do not need an attorney that comes and babysits these board meetings. We just need somebody that we can call when things go bad.
Right.
Right.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll look to Dan to get that moving then. SDAO board training, that was Dan, so we're going to table that.
Oh, Vector Solutions. Can I borrow your pen real quick? I'm pretty sure I can get you guys access to Vector Solutions.
Okay.
There's a bunch of like do at your own pace online trainings.
Okay.
From SDA.
Okay.
On Vector Solutions. Vector Solutions is just a platform.
Can I get that card?
Oh yeah, I got it.
Okay, and then the other thing is the Facebook logon for Mike.
Dude, he's going to have to call Cameron or Chris. They're the only ones that have.
I'm sitting down with Cameron tomorrow night. I'll talk to her about it.
Okay. Thank you. New business, meeting minutes, written versus audio. We've already discussed that. And adding someone to the bank accounts.
I'm gonna get roped into it, I know it.
Adding someone to what bank accounts?
Dan had suggested or said that to add you. Add Sarah.
I think what we should, I don't want to be a signer. Absolutely.
Why does Dan want that?
He didn't quite say, so we need to find out.
Currently, I'm a signer, you're a signer, Dan's a signer.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't think it's for becoming a signer.
I think what we need, so for the audit, I had to have him go in to get statements. So can we just add it so that I can have access to like statements, but not necessarily be a signer?
Absolutely.
I'll give you my freaking online login. I don't give a shit. Yeah. For real, I don't care.
And I can do the same, so you can use my login.
Or I mean, I don't know if you have to be a signer to get a login through the bank, but I don't have any problem whatsoever.
I don't want to be a signer.
When you get on and add a person to a bank account, you can check what they can do or not do.
Yeah, so do that. So I just want bank statements.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure we can just get you online credentials.
It's just a login.
Log in and
yeah,
you'll have access to whatever you need.
And in the meantime, I can give you my login if you want to write it down.
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
I don't need it right now anyway. I am adding myself to the QuickBooks, though.
Good.
Just so everyone knows.
Did you do that?
Mary told me someone got added.
I added our accountant.
That's what I told Mary. I was like, I would imagine that it's the Malator guy.
It is Malator.
So...
Yes.
She thought there was somebody else on the board that was added also. Was that?
No, I have not added anyone. I only added Raymond.
Okay.
Yes, I did add him.
To the QuickBooks.
To the QuickBooks. Yes, he has our accountant. He just has accountant access.
Okay. Okay.
I think that's it.
Okay, no volunteer report. For the good of the order. I can't see the clock. What time is it?
It is 10:43.
All right. We are going to adjourn this meeting / discussion. It's 10:43 a.m. And thank you for everyone that participated in the meeting. The end.
The end. Hey, did you see that comment on Facebook? Okay.
from Miss Wade?
Yes.
Oh, from Mate.
Whatever her name is.
It's Helen.
It's Helen.
Well, I didn't see it.
She has not been to a single board meeting since the big drama.
Okay.
So because it says there isn't going to be comment unless authorized, the last couple of months she's made some doofy comment about how despicable this board is and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, show up. You got something to say?
I don't think we've ever declined anybody saying anything.
When the big drama went down, there had to be a certain amount of time where it was just like everybody needed to just shut up and nobody because it was ugly.
Yeah,
and there were a bunch of people that took sides and thought that the previous administration could do no wrong.
Yeah, it was bad.
There were people in the community.
And there are still people that have those hard-on feelings that way, that think the last administration got screwed over. And then there are some of us who work for the last administration and you get it.
Not for nothing.
Keystone Fire Department.
There are at least two individuals that I know for full well sit board of children who have been populated. So.
I know.
That might be part of the reluctance to turn over the ASA.
Is this for?
But you know how you bring your grudges and just say to the kiln, let go. No. And they can't grow out. With some expired cheese, that will go away.
So I bumped into them randomly at the day. And I have all of them with me. Mike looked at me and I said, Mike. And he's like, oh, boy, how are you guys doing? Stuff in my room anyway, you know. And he's chit-chats all of a little bit, you know. Christine would not. I know for a fact that bumping into us in the post office for 3 minutes ruined that woman's whole day. She went like stiff, would not even look in our direction, would not accept, you know, like,
well,
it's funny to me.
Okay, this is kind of petty, but I was shocked. The whole family was at church on Sunday. And as soon as church was over, them and the people that were on their side were all sitting on the porch in front of the church, you know, in front, and going out just having their little sit to. You know, Brandon and I get along, but, you know, Chris, Mike, and I just haven't really said, other than hi, hello.
Brandon
That's
came
as far
over.
As we get it.
Brandon came over. I had like a really, really crap, like the worst kind of ambulance call. The kind that you never want.
Yeah.
And Brandon came over and caught me the next day over here. It was.
He heard about it.
Oh, it was the talk of District 1. So I had everybody. I had a battalion chief in Derry and I ran the District 1 ambulance. And it was. And it's one of those ones where it's a little kid and everybody's a parent, and so...
Yeah, the worst you can go to.
Yeah, in any event, Brandon
I don't need it now, but I'll probably get it just so if I need
nice.
It.
Very cordial, more than cordial, like very supportive. It was,
I didn't think it was that big of a deal, but yeah.
He's not my favorite individual, but he's not the worst guy in the world either. So.
Yeah, I understand.
You know. And the other part of it is he's... He's not completely, he might be under the influence of his toxic mom, but he's not completely blind and retarded. We didn't fail in 3 months, and we're still clipping along, and
it's really
all we need to do, and the rest of the county, they
think
we're
going to have to, so. Yeah, but the department itself will just be so much better, and actually have a plan, and bylaws, and everything we should have where before for years, it didn't.
Well, it had no checks and balances.
There was nothing.
It's ugly real quick.
And so it makes it hard to be legit when everyone's screaming, oh, everything was wonderful. Like, put your money where your mouth is.
Well,
everyone
that's what makes
it up and do it.
That's what makes Helen's comments so laughable, honestly.
So I just ignore them. No.
Yeah, you should. You should, because we can't. But you can tell her, you know.
I'm friends with Ellen, so I tell her we went round and round that when Chrissy got let go, and
yeah.
I let her know that what she was saying was wrong.
But that's what those people want anyway if you get fired.
Yeah.
Just like Pinkerton does. You know, he fires up people so that he can get in.
A year ago, yeah. I got an email from the State Farm Office. It says, hey, there's this lady in your district asking questions about grant awards. And so the fire marshal forwards me this email where this lady, Beatrice Young, is demanding answers on how much money District 3's ever got for grants and how it was used, yada yada. So I'm like, okay, so I just sent her a message. I'm like, hey. I got an email from the State Fire Marshal's office. Just so you know, they didn't give you a complete list. I got some more grant money that has come in if you want to know about it. Or have any questions about it, just give me a call or come down and talk about it or whatever.
Yeah, it's not like we're hiding.
Well, now, so I don't even get, all I get, all I get back was thank you. Some other, I think she said, it was more about Christine. She was looking into Christine. Over the last like 2 months, that same lady is all over the Klamath Facebook pages for some, she's got somebody else in her vision now.
She's
all about.
Does she have anything to do or what?
I don't know.
No,
I don't
she
think
doesn't.
So.
She just stays in her little.
Well, and I know she does something with vets.
She lives down the street.
Yeah, she does.
She may volunteer and do something for the Veterans Affairs and work on behalf of veterans.
Yeah.
It's kind of what I.
DAV.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Disabled American Veterans.
Yeah.
So she may do stuff like that, and I don't know. To me, she and her husband better have, I don't know what he is, but they're both just as toxic as Pinkerton and some of the rest of them. So yeah. I just, you know, with a 10-foot pole.
Davey went to his friend's house for dinner, and guess who was there? Beatrice and Ian. Davey about died because Davey's friend is good friends with them. And Davey just said, whoa.
He didn't know they were friends?
No, Davey just showed up at his friend's house, and then Ian and Beatrice was there, and Davey's going, oh.
Friends!
Well, there's three people on Moccasin down the street from me. You got...
They're little buddies almost
Helen,
as much of a lunatic.
You got Helen right here.
Robert something.
Down here is Beatrice and Ian. And then just right across the road from these two
is, pretty cool.
Is Angela and Bob.
Is that a natural? But you use it for glass?
It's a purpose built last name.
So then Ian's truck broke down at the first at the cattle guard at the road, right?
When you're really get down to it,
Ian calls his friend. His friend's name's Ian. He called his friend. Said he's broke down. So the other Ian comes out trying to help this Ian and put. So who do they call? Davey to tow Ian and Beatrice.
Oh my God.
Of course, Davey did for his buddy.
Right.
If it was just for Ian and Beatrice, it wouldn't have.
I mean, that's brownie points for Davey.
I didn't do anything for his buddy. You know, they're really good friends.
Yeah.
And his buddy called and he did that. So I don't know. This Ian really knows who Davey is. With all of that. Because Ian has said some not too bad about me. He just called me a boomer. Okay, boomers don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So I told Helen, you tell Ian to knock that boomer thing off.
So all like artsy guys.
Oh my word. Yeah.
So Helen did tell Ian to shut up about boomers.
You know, 600 pounds.
And he hasn't said that again.
This is
but yeah.
A 1964 British.
They just like to stir the shit up. And I'm tired of it, but I can't as my in my position. I can't.
No, you can't. You have to watch what you want. And me with here at the community center, I know it's just a community center, but still, I have to watch what I do. And especially at the library, I really have to watch what I say and do. But my husband didn't have to watch out, so he put a few things on Facebook years ago when Amika was here.
Yes.
Definitely changed my mind.
And because she caused a lot of problems for me, and David got on Facebook and said, told Chrissy, you tell your pet,
so
call
Kevin
Amika a pet. So Amika got all offended, quit the board here and whatever. Good. But whatever.
Yeah, she wasn't on the board. She was on that sheriff.
No, she was on the board of the community center.
Oh, for the community
center. Not any here. And she tried to get rid of me for 4 months off of the board here, saying I stole money from the fire department and all kind of crap. And that came from Chrissy.
Worthless, so that was my first
time. Isn't that Leon's daughter-in-law? Yeah, well, they moved out.
Oh, I know. So I was going to, I don't stop at my son's, but I was going to stop and tell his daughter that's there now. Thank you for getting rid of Amika.
Is she the tall girl? The super tall girl that's there?
I don't
see this old dude.
I don't know.
I don't go to Whistler.
No, he's not doing his thing. And I walked over there, and he looked at me weird.
But I'm glad Amika's not here. She was a big phony and whatever. She just...
I got this problem.
And she played so nicey-nicey, though.
Yeah. But her and I got along until Chrissy poisoned her mind and then Pinkerton along with it, so...
It's cast iron.
Not interesting. You don't hear anything.
And it's super pristine.
I haven't seen him on Facebook in a long time.
It's been a couple of months. He did post and say, you know, I've kind of been out of the... You haven't seen me for a while. So he's working on something in Florida or whatever.
He's in Florida. And I hope he stays there, even though he does comment on other people's posts once in a while.
Oh, he does.
Yes.
And see, he's on our budget committee.
Yeah.
Okay, but if it falls, I'll read it.
Do you know who he is?
I ran into him when there was another guy here that he ran out of town. I can't remember his name. But he was down there filming, making a big old thing of it. He was trying to get gas, and Pinkerton was just in everybody's face with his phone.
But he just saved me.
What was the guy's name?
He started like he was going to do trash pickup. Landon, maybe? I don't remember what his name was, but yeah, I was my first encounter with Pinkerton, like in real life.
I've never met him, but before I joined the board, you know, like him attacking you and stuff, I'd go back. He was attacking Judy Dunn and her husband and blah, blah, blah. It's like, why don't you just find something better to do?
So he did that big write-up about Natalia at the post office, what she did wrong.
Oh, yeah.
He thought she was going to get in trouble. Well, it turned out, you know, nothing came about that, and his letter was still at the post office. And so you didn't hear him come back and say, oh, I was wrong.
No. Well, no, he's not going to.
No.
And then he's got his wife to post a few things. And
I think they're getting a divorce.
Who's his wife? They don't have the same last name as
I call her Renee. I think her name's Rosalind.
So then I was like, well.
Yeah, but I heard they were getting a divorce.
Really?
I know before Chris left, him and his son got in a big old fight. The cops came out, and then there was a restraining order against Chris and his son. So that's probably why he's not home, because he can't be.
Interesting.
Well,
but he's in Florida with this big old fighting, the big fight against DeSantis and everything. Okay.
Oh, yeah. He's a weirdo. You know, he got kicked out of Hawaii.
I did know that just because of the Facebook drama, because somebody posted it.
Yeah. Well, his brother was posting also. He's
in Golden Gate, Washington.
Yeah.
What do you say about a guy who's just freaking... And his emails are just super, super long. Not his emails, but his letters. But he's been at all sorts of different weird stuff. I think he lied.
He lied.
You know, being...
We just bought our house, we moved here.
Working for the government and all this other stuff.
And we're attacked.
And then... Hawaii, the only reason he got away, not prison time, they told him to leave Hawaii and never come back. And now he can't go back to Hawaii.
I've never heard anybody getting kicked out of a state like
that. Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, he did. And the only reason that he got away with